Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today we're going to talk about how to automate your MLM business. Now, here's the truth. Time is money. Most of the people in our industry, they're doing this part-time. They don't have a lot of time to do their business. So if you can find ways to automate some of the important tasks in your business, it can free up your time so you have more time with your family, or you can spend more time on other income-producing activities. Now, you can't automate 100% of your business, but if you can automate even 20, 40, 50, 60% of it, it's going to be substantial for your time and for your basically your return on your time investment. Now, I've been very blessed and very fortunate to be able to automate most of my business, my lead generation, my training, my follow-up. And that really happened from years of making a lot of mistakes, years of listening to different mentors and figuring out what's going to work best for me. So the first thing before we get into this training that I recommend you do, make a list of all the tasks that you do each day and each week for your business. Just go somewhere quiet for maybe an hour or two and do a brain download. Write down everything that you can remember or that you can think of that you do to either grow or maintain your business each week. Once you have that list, and you're probably going to come up with at least 50 or 100 tasks, I want you to go through each one and ask yourself, number one, is this really an important task? Does it help grow my business? And number two, is there a better way that I can do this? Or is there a way that I can automate this task to free up some of my time? So that is going to be very eye-opening if you actually go and do that exercise. You'll find a lot of the things that you do, you shouldn't even be doing. And a lot of the things that you do could also be outsourced or automated to free up your time. So when it comes to your business, there's really three big areas. There's prospecting and lead generation, there's training your team, and there's following up and making sales. Those are basically the three tasks that are going to take up most of your time and going to generate most of your income. So let's start with some of the prospecting tasks and some things that you could do to automate it. The first thing when it comes to prospecting is a YouTube video. And I love doing YouTube videos for lead generation because I can make a video like this in 5-10 minutes. I can post it on YouTube and it can generate me leads for years to come. So YouTube videos is definitely something you should consider as part of your prospecting portfolio. Another thing you can do to automate part of your prospecting is use paid advertising, which I do a lot of. You could have postcards mailed out. And when I say postcards mailed out, you could hire someone to do it. You could hire a company to automate, mail maybe 100 postcards a week or 500 postcards a month or 1,000 postcards a month. And you don't have to touch any of it. Pay-per-click ads like Google or Microsoft, you can create an ad that runs for you 24/7 and generates you leads on demand without you having to do anything other than put money into it and feed it. Another strategy you can do to automate your prospecting is content marketing. And this would be where you write blog posts. Maybe you make a podcast, maybe you make a video, then you post it out there on the internet. And below that content, there's normally a description box where you can have your contact information or your website. And after people check out your content, they read your article or they watch your video or they listen to your podcast, they can go and visit your website and become a lead. Another way you could automate part of your prospecting would be a team co-op. Maybe you run a team co-op. Maybe your team has a co-op that you could participate in. And this is going to help you generate leads while you're doing other activities. Another strategy for automating your prospecting and lead generation is to use a software program to sync up your social media platforms. Maybe you use TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You could find a program like Hootsuite where you could basically create one post and then it sends it to all those different social media platforms. So you don't have to spend a lot of time on each platform. You can spend it all right on that software and creating content. And then it uploads and monitors and tracks all your different posts for you. Another prospecting thing you could do would be a sizzle call. This would allow you to automate. Instead of you physically giving presentations, you could just record yourself doing a 5 or 10 or 20 minute presentation, put it on a sizzle call where people could call in a toll-free number or a regular phone number, and they could listen to your presentation without you actually doing it yourself. So those are just a few things that came to mind when it comes to prospecting. And if you make a task of all the things you do to generate leads, I'm sure you could come up with some other creative ideas as well. So let's get into training now. Assuming you're doing this as a business, you're building a team because you want the leverage, you want the residual income of having a large amount of team members doing a little bit. some of the things you could do to automate your training. You could have a team training website. That's what I've done for my own team. That saved me a lot of time because I can just point people to the team training website instead of answering all their questions. They can find their answers on their own right there on our team website. You can have a Facebook group where you and the other leaders of your own team post information, where you recognize, where you provide training, where you share helpful information. And by yourself and your other leaders all contributing to the Facebook group, that automates part of your training and it saves you some time. You could have your own weekly webinar or plug into your Plugged In Uplines weekly webinar. That way everybody gets the same training from one person at one time. And finally, you could create a simple email training series with 10, 20, 30 different emails teaching different aspects of building a business so that when someone enrolls, you can subscribe them to the training and they can start receiving the training via email and learn that way. I recommend you do a combination of these things, not just one. I recommend you have a Facebook group and weekly webinars and a team training website and an email training series because it's going to save you a lot of time. Now, when it comes to follow-up is really where you make your money in this business. Anybody can generate leads, but most leads don't convert right away. Most people need 7, 10, 20 follow-ups before they buy or join. And the truth is, most people drop the ball on the follow-up. They follow up maybe once or twice or maybe never at all, and they wonder why a lot of people don't join their team. So what I use to automate my follow-up is an autoresponder. In an autoresponder, if you don't know what it is, it's just a software program that lets you pre-write a bunch of emails. And as people opt into your list, they start receiving your emails at a sequence that you set, and it just stays in touch with them. So let's say Joe subscribes to my email list today. In my follow-up campaign, I have about 200 emails. They go out about every other day on average. So for the next 400 days, Joe, as long as he stays a subscriber, he's going to get an email from me about every 2 days about my products and my business. And this is going to keep me in the forefront of his mind. And what's going to happen is at some point when Joe is ready, he is going to either email me or call me or go and buy on his own or sign up on his own. Or if he's not interested whatsoever, he's going to unsubscribe and stop hearing from me. But this is a smart way to automate your follow-up. You could also do a direct mail program or a CRM program to follow up. So let's say that you grow your business mostly offline. And let's say you generate a lead today. You could create like a 12-step sequence where once a month, something gets mailed out automatically to each prospect. So if Joe enters your pipeline today, maybe he gets a welcome letter mailed to him that day. Maybe a month later, he gets a postcard about one of your popular products. Maybe 2 months later, he gets a newsletter with updates about the business. Maybe 3 months later, he gets a coupon to save money on his first purchase. So you just come up with a simple sequence. You hire a direct mail campaign, and as people get added to the sequence, it does all the mailings and follow-up for you. And there are plenty of resources online. You can just Google it, and you'll find companies that do that. You do got to pay for it, but it saves you time, and it allows you to work smart. You can also hire a virtual assistant. My favorite virtual assistants to hire are people from the Philippines because it's a very affordable price. Their primary language is English. They're very polite, very professional, very helpful. And they can, and also they're in most cases several hours ahead of you in the time zone. So you could give them a list of tasks before you go to bed at night. And when you wake up in the morning, they could have knocked all those things out for you. And most of the assistants that I hire, I pay anywhere from maybe $3 to $6 an hour. And they do a very good job and it saves me a lot of time. So these are just a few things that you can automate in your business. Going back to what I said when we first started the training, if you make a list of all the activities you do, you'll find that most of those activities you could automate or outsource so that you could work smart and be more productive and get more done in less time in your business. So I hope this training just gets you thinking about ways you can work smarter in your own business. I hope you got some value from it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can also check out my other training as well. I appreciate you watching and make sure you check out the links in the description box below this training. I have a lot of resources that will help you grow your business. I hope you have a great day and thanks again for watching.